translation, Murari Gupta, the 21st branch of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was a storehouse of love of Godhead. His great humility and meekness melted the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Please repeat, Murari Gupta, the 21st branch of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a storehouse of love of Godhead. His great humility and meekness melted the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Murari Gupta wrote a book called Sri Chaitanya Charita. He belonged to the Vaidya physician family in Srihat, the parental home of Lord Chaitanya, and later became a resident of Navadvip. He was amongst the elders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord exhibited his Varaha form in the house of Murari Gupta, as described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhyalila, 3rd chapter, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his Mahaprakash form. He appeared before Murari Gupta as Lord Ramachandra. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda were sitting together in the house of Srivas Thakur, Murari Gupta first offered his respects to Lord Chaitanya and then to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, however, was older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore Lord Chaitanya remarked that Murari Gupta had violated social etiquette, for he should have shown respect to Nityananda Prabhu and then to him. In this way, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Murari Gupta was informed about the position of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and the next day he offered obeisances first to Nityananda and then to Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave chewed pan or betel nuts to Murari Gupta. Once Murari Gupta offered foodstuffs to Lord Chaitanya that were cooked with excessive ghee. And the next day the Lord became sick and went to Murari Gupta for treatment. Lord Chaitanya accepted some water from the water pot of Murari Gupta, and thus he was cured. The natural remedy for indigestion is to drink a little water. It's a good thing here before breakfast. And since Murari Gupta was a physician, he gave the Lord some drinking water and cured him. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the house of Srivas Thakur in his Chaturbhuj Murti, Murari Gupta became his carrier in the form of Garuda. And in these pastimes of ecstasy, the Lord then got on his back. It was the desire of Murari Gupta to leave his body before the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the Lord forbade him to do so. This is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhyalila, chapter 20. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day appeared in ecstasy as the Varaha Murti, Murari Gupta offered him prayers. He was a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, and his staunch devotion is vividly described in Madhyalila, chapter 15, verses 137 through 157. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha shunyavadi paschata deshatarine vancha kalpatarubhyascha krupa sindhu bhavacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna. So asking for the permission and blessings of all the Vaishnavas here to speak something on today's verse, especially Tattvavit Prabhu. He's staying with us for a few weeks here, so asking for his blessings here. It's interesting, we have come to this verse at this time, because this is also, yesterday was just Ram Navami, and today is also a celebration, the festival of Ram Navami. So we are looking at the life of Murari Gupta, and here, very vividly, being explained, and so many things that you could speak about, that is the 21st branch. And today we'll just elaborate a little on his life. Prabhupada, very concisely here in the purport, speaks a lot about his summary, so we'll add some more to that. We will speak about his identity as Hanuman, seeing that this is Ram Navami as well. And we'll speak about his humility and meekness, which melted the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Three aspects, perhaps, and see how far we go. It is, of course, not 7 o'clock, according to that watch. The clocks went 1 hour forward, so people may not recognize it on the internet. How is it that the class is early? We had a great Ram Navami festival yesterday, so that was tremendous. The rain kept away as well. Today it's saying a lot of heavy rain, we'll see. But our festival mainly is in the afternoon, but I wanted to thank all the devotees involved yesterday in the great Ram Navami festival that we had here. Specifically the ladies in men's ashram, who are the backbone of organizing the entire festivities, and the tremendous feast that we had, the kitchen had put together for Ram Navami, and of course the fantastic Harinam we had in Watford, and Ananta Prabhu, who organizes that regularly every Saturday. For many, many years, it took us all to Watford, and it was a great Harinam. 50, 60 devotees came. So thank you, all of you, for making Ram Navami a wonderful success, a day to remember Lord Ram. And again, today in this verse, we're trying to remember Lord Ram as well. Murari Gupta, here, as Prabhupada says, he came from Srihatta. He wasn't the only one. Srivas Pandit, Chandrasekhar Acharya, they were all from what's known as Srihatta, which is now in Bangladesh. And Murari Gupta specifically had studied with Lord Chaitanya. He was older than Lord Chaitanya, but he had studied with Lord Chaitanya. When he was younger, in the school that they had in Navadvip there. But often they would get into arguments between them, they disagreed, and in the banks of the Ganga, then the boys would all have a disagreement, and then they would have a huge fight. But the fight was different. They would take the mud of the Ganga, and they would be throwing that at each other. So the whole gut would be demolished practically because of their mud fights. And the Brahmins couldn't come and have the bath, which they had 3 times a day. The ladies of Navadvip couldn't come there for the washing of the clothes. So this was one of the pastimes that Murari Gupta, he had with Lord Chaitanya, mudslinging. So then, of course, when at the school of Gangadas Pandit, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became the chief scholar in due course, he would still argue with Murari Gupta, and he would tell him, why are you studying here? It is better you treat patients rather than study here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Murari Gupta would argue on grammar and the rhetoric of Shastra. This was the arguments they would have, but Murari Gupta would never be able to defeat Lord Chaitanya even once. And the extraordinary feature was that Murari Gupta never became angry. He remained very humble and meek, as Prabhupada speaks about in today's purport. Murari Gupta never could recognize the divinity of Lord Chaitanya. Of course, this is again Leela. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept on defeating him, he realized this person is very special. I wonder who he is. And then, as we know, that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, when he came back after his initiation, he was in ecstatic love of God. And Murari Gupta, he saw him at the house of Shuklambara Pandit. And he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu weeping and crying. And because before that, Lord Chaitanya, he was claiming to be a pandit and a scholar. But Murari Gupta recognized here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great devotee. So his faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased tremendously at this stage. As we know, if you go to Mayapur, you'll see the house of Murari Gupta. You have to cross the paddy fields right across, and then you'll see the house and temple of Murari Gupta. And there you'll see his beautiful deities of Sitaram Lakshman, which he had in his home. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered his house, and as Prabhupada mentioned here, he became the boar incarnation, Varaha, and he picked up a pot of water with his teeth. And Murari Gupta, he realized tremendously, "My God," he said, this is none other than my Supreme Lord." Another day, in the house of Srivas Pandit, Mahaprabhu stood there to give boons to everyone. And he asked Murari Gupta, he said, "Murari, still you do not know who I am." So he was revealing to everyone who he was and who they were. So Mahaprabhu said, "Now observe my real form." So Murari Gupta, what he saw was Ramachandra sitting on a jeweled throne, holding a bow and arrow in his hands. Sita was at his left side. Lakshman was also holding a bow and arrow, standing on the right side. And in front of them, there were great monkey warriors who were singing the praise of the Lord. And Murari Gupta, he saw himself amongst those group of monkey warriors. And he fainted. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought him back to consciousness and he said, "Have you forgotten that you are Hanuman who burnt Ravana's Lanka?" So then on, of course, Murari immediately regained his consciousness, and upon seeing the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began to chant and dance. And then finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas and he leaves to go to Jagannath Puri. And Murari Gupta, along with his family, every year and other devotees, they would visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, and he would obviously take many items for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to relish and eat. So in that way, he would meet him every year at Rathyatra. And Rathyatra seems to be the time when everyone comes to meet each other, like the Puri Rathyatra. All the devotees would come from everywhere to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our London Rathyatra is very similar, that everyone comes from all parts of the country to meet each other and to meet, of course, see Lord Jagannath, equally attracting. So as mentioned in the purport here, that the identity of Murari Gupta was very much that he was Hanuman. So being Ram Nomi at this time, We'll just look at some aspects of it. Generally, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prahlad Maharaj speaks of this, and the nine processes of devotional service: Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. The nine Navapada Bhakti, nine ways that we can serve the Lord. And where does Murari Gupta or Hanuman fit in there? Dasyam. He is Dasyam. He is the great example of servitude. He's the great example of servitude. But within the Ramayana, the Sri Vaishnavas have also done the nine processes of bhakti and see who fits into what. And Hanuman doesn't fit in to Dasyam, servitude. So let's have a look at this. We'll have a look at this aspect of it. Shravanam. And you know, many people could fit into these things. So, but this is, who would fit into Shravanam? It is actually Hanuman. Hanuman. Because when Lord Ram was going back to Ayodhya, he asked all the devotees what benediction they wanted, and he would take them all back to the spiritual world. But Hanuman said, I don't want to go back. But the benediction I want is wherever the Ramayana is being recited, wherever the glories of Lord Rama are being recited, I want to be there, wherever they are. So Lord Ram gave him the ability to hear wherever Ramayana was going on, and he would equally be present there. So they say Shravanam, the great example of Shravanam is Hanuman. Hanuman, because of that. Kirtanam? What about in the Ramayana? I think there are no rights or wrongs in this. It can be anything. They say it's Valmiki. Because from that poet that he wrote, from that one line, one word, it became 24,000 couplets of poetry. So he's one who was always reciting in that way. And that became the great recitation. Vishnu Smaranam. Sita. Yeah, she was in the Ashoka groves, and she was constantly meditating upon Lord Ram. Constantly thinking about Lord Ram. Pada Sevanam, that should be an easy one. We'll give a clue there. Who? Yes, who took the padukas? On his head, Bharat. Bharat, he took the padukas. So he, obviously, he didn't want to rule, but Pada Sevanam, he took the padukas upon his head, and whether he wanted to or not, he said, I will take up the responsibility. Archanam. It is Sabri. If you remember, Sabri, Matanga Rishi had cursed. So this great devotee Sabri resided there, and she waited every day for Lord Ram to come. And when every day for 1,000 years she would meditate on Lord Ram, she would prepare the home that he is going to come, and she would prepare the items for him to eat. So she had these fruit boar. And her devotion was so great that she would make sure, are they sweet or not sweet? So she would taste them. And if they were sweet, then she would leave them in a bowl, that these are the ones to offer to Lord Ram. Great devotion. I mean, we don't do that here, but it's her devotion was spontaneous. I want to offer this to the Lord, but it must be good. So how do you tell if it's good? Not by looking at it. Dai, Shishi Radha Gokul Nanda. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shishi Gonitai Ki Jai. So this was a great devotion, but she waited 1,000 years for Lord Ram to come. Archanam. Vandanam, who offered great prayers. Yeah, Vibhishan. As soon as he saw Lord Ram, he offered tremendous prayers. Dasyam. Lakshman, isn't it? 14 years, nothing, day or night. Nothing but the service of Lord Ram. He was a great example of that. Sakyam. Sugriva was a great friend. He formed the alliance with Lord Ram and he said, I will now become your friend and ally to defeat Ravana. And finally, Atma Nivedanam. See, can be one who gave everything for the life of Lord Ram. Who did that? Jatayu. Isn't it? He gave his life. We can give everything, but giving your life is everything. Atmani Vedanam. So Jatayu gave his life for the service of Lord Ram. And he is, you know, eternally the eternal gratitude of Lord Ram is there. It's interesting, this correlation. Generally we have Hanuman in Dasyam. And here, within the Ramayana, he's in Shravanam. So Murari Gupta is that same person. There is a stotra which is called the Ram Raksha Stotra. So this is a famous one. And it offers a very beautiful benediction for all those who hear Ram Katha. And yesterday we were hearing wonderfully Chandramouli Maharaj speaking. So today again is a great day to hear Ram Katha, seeing that we're celebrating. And anybody who hears Ram's names or Ram's glories, three things will happen to such a person. So there are many benedictions in the Srimad Bhagavatam for hearing the Bhagavatam. But specifically here, the Ram Raksha Stotra says, the first is, Barjanam Bhava Bijanam. First benediction. Which means that the seed of material existence will get roasted. Barjanam Bhava Bijanam. That the seed of material existence. What does that mean? That if it's roasted, if you roast seeds, they never fructify. So this means that anyone who hears the glories of Lord Ram, such a person will never have to take birth again. So that's the first benediction of hearing the glories of Lord Ram. The second one is Arjanam Shukha Sampadam. This means such a person who hears the glories of Lord Ram, he will immediately get prosperity, happiness, and satisfaction. Arjanam Sukha Sampadam. Prosperity, happiness, and satisfaction. Just by hearing the glories of Lord Ram. Very interesting. And then finally, the third one they speak on is Darjanam Yamadutanam. Darjanam Yamadutanam. That anybody who hears the glories of Lord Ram, such a person, he will darjanam. He will drive away Yamadutanam, the messengers of Yamaraj. So these are the three benediction which are given in this stotra of hearing Ram Katha. So that's very, very interesting that we think about Murari Gupta. We look on the altar, we see Hanuman. And it's interesting that the same Hanuman who comes in the Ramayana, he comes in Krishna Leela as well. If we remember the pastime of Bhima walking up in the Himalayas and he meets a very old monkey and he's gone to get items the flower, I believe, that Draupadi wanted, but this monkey's tail was across the road, and he said, I'm so old, I can't get up. So Bhima, of course, has the strength of 10,000 elephants. He said, not only your tail, I will lift you and put you on the other side. And he tried to lift the tail and he couldn't. And he realized this must be someone very extraordinary. That was Hanuman. And of course Hanuman, then he comes in Krishna Leela and he gives the benediction that, Dwaja, I will be on the flag of Arjuna's chariot. And I will scream at the top of my voice. And upon hearing the screams, the Kauravas will lose their life. So, this Hanuman, he arrived there. And then, of course, he arrives in Chaitanya Leela as Murari Gupta. A different personality again. So everyone comes in all the different Leelas. But specifically here in this verse, Prabhupada is speaking about that Murari Gupta's humility and meekness. Humility and meekness are interesting things that we can always ponder on. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personality who speaks on these humility and meekness. Trinadapi sunichena tarodapi sahishnana ama nina manadena kirtanya sadahari. It's a very good verse to recite, but a very difficult verse to follow. OPL Kapoor would often come and he would meet Prabhupada, I think it was in Allahabad, and he would get different tonics from him. So Prabhupada once, he had made a tonic for him to increase the retention within your memory. Because he had asked, OPL Kapoor had said, can you make me a tonic? I'm forgetting things. I think he had some exam, some test. He was a Sanskrit scholar, I think. So Prabhupada made him this tonic, and it worked. He came back to Prabhupada, and he said, this is amazing, my memory really increased. He said, but I see that you're an amazing Vaishnava, very exalted Vaishnava. So he said, can you make me a tonic that will make me an exalted Vaishnava? So Prabhupada, he said to him, he said, I have the formula, but I don't know how to mix it. And then he recited this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena. He said that how one can become very elevated in a very short spell of time is dependent on this verse. Humility, tolerance, not expecting others to respect us, but equally offering respects to all others. And really this should be the motto of our life, isn't it? Motto of our life. I was recently speaking at the little gathering that we had. You know, the Christians, they wear a band, WWJD. They wear a band here, WWJD. You'll see them often wearing that band. And what's this band all about? For them, it's a meditation. Because from a moment-to-moment basis, you have to make choices. So what they do is when they have to make choices and they don't know what choices to make, they look at the band. WWJD, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? So it reminds them, okay, what would he do at this stage? So similarly, of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he speaks on this verse. And he speaks about the fact that you should wear this verse around your neck. The Christians wear it as an armband, but we wear it around our neck to remind us, what would Srila Prabhupada want me to do? How would Prabhupada want me to behave, react, respond? So I thought that was a great meditation from them to remind us. So Murari Gupta has this principle within him. Amanina Manadena. I was just reflecting on Amanina Manadena. So Amanina means that don't expect other people to respect you. and manadena refers, but instead offer all respect to others. So there are two parts to that. Amanina, manadena, expecting other people not, expecting others to respect you is not in your control. How can we control it? Some people will respect us, some people will not. It's not in our control. But what is in our control? Manadena, to respect all others. At least that's within our control. So we can only do what's within our control. So that's something that we can always, always do. And respecting everyone has three perspectives to it. The first one being that you see the good in others and you neglect the bad. You see the good in others and you neglect the bad. And Prabhupada calls this the second class platform. That you see the good in others and you neglect the bad. You know, we'll see the dark side, we'll see the good side, and of course someone has to deal with the dark side. But it's not us, it's whoever that person is under, that's the person that has to deal with the dark side. So, you know, we have many ways to look after devotees. The mentorship system is one of our aspects that we look at that. Someone is a mentor, that's a person that's guiding them. They should look at and deal with the dark side. Whoever is responsible, they should see that. But you know, really, but to see the good side and encourage others and make people feel appreciated really increases their Krishna consciousness. But when we hold on to people's dark sides, this takes us to today's verse again. Is in the Ramayana, this is called the Simbika mentality. Do you remember when Hanuman, he was crossing the ocean, he flew all the way to Lanka. And while he was flying to Lanka, all of a sudden he was in midair and he couldn't move. He couldn't move. He was thinking, what's going on? And then he looked down in the ocean and he saw his shadow. The dark side of us. And the demoness Simbika had the ability to grab your shadow. And when she grabbed your shadow, you couldn't do anything. You couldn't move. So Hanuman immediately, of course, he realized he had more mystic powers than Simbika. So he went down, of course, and he killed Simbika. So this holding on to the dark side of others is the Simbika mentality. And it's one aspect of this manadena, that our ability to respect all others. See the good and ignore the bad. It's one aspect of it. The other aspect is to catch people doing the right thing and not catch them doing the wrong thing. This manadena, respecting all others. You know, we'll often catch people, and often when we catch them, they're always doing the wrong thing. Don't eat with your left hand. Don't do this. Don't do that. But maybe we should catch them doing the right thing and encourage them. And finally, the third aspect of amanina manadena is to tolerate the baggage that people come with. Everybody comes with baggage, behavioral traits, characteristic traits, and we have to learn to tolerate that. Isn't it Prabhupada, when he was once speaking to a group of devotees, a devotee came up and said, Prabhupada, he said, these devotees, I cannot tolerate them anymore. And Prabhupada said, you should tolerate them just like how I am tolerating you. You should tolerate them. So three aspects of manadina, which are interesting aspects of it. And we, Lord Chaitanya, just finishing off, because we want to get on to... Lord Chaitanya, in the purport there, in the conversation with Murari Gupta, Lord Chaitanya is trying to convince Murari Gupta to worship Krishna. And Prabhupada mentions in the Madhya Leela, the chapter 15. So Lord Chaitanya said to Murari Gupta as follows: I requested Murari Gupta, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the Madhya Leela, worship Krishna and take shelter of him. But for his service nothing appeals to the mind. Murari Gupta then replied, I am your servant and your order carrier. I have no independent existence. Murari Gupta went home and he meditated on this order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to just worship Krishna. Murari Gupta then began to pray at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. He prayed that death would come that night because it was not possible for him to give up the service of the lotus feet of Lord Ram. So the next morning, he didn't sleep and he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said to him, it is not possible for me to give up the service of Raghunath, lotus feet. At the same time, he said, If I do not do so, I shall break your order. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have ordered me. What can I do? It's dharma sankat. I can't follow your order, nor can I not follow your order. So Murari Gupta was thinking in this way, and he's telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he replies as follows. All glories to you, Murari Gupta. Your method of worship is firmly fixed, so much so that even upon my request, your mind did not turn. The servitor must have love and affection for the lotus feet of the Lord exactly like this. Even if the Lord wants separation, a devotee cannot abandon the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. And then, in concluding, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, just to test your faith in your Lord, I requested you again and again to change your worship from Lord Ramachandra to Krishna. In this way, Lord Chaitanya says, I congratulate Murari Gupta, saying, indeed, you are the incarnation of Hanuman. Consequently, you are the eternal servant of Lord Ramachandra. Why should you give up the worship of Lord Ramachandra and his lotus feet? So it's very interesting, that conversation. Murari Gupta, of course, couldn't give up his constitutional position, that is the servant of Lord Ram. This is called Ananya Bhakti. That we only want the Lord of our heart. Only want the Lord of our heart. Just like Arjuna had the choice. Ananyatha. Arjuna had the choice that in front of him, he had the choice that you can either pick Krishna or you can pick Krishna's resources. And whoever arrives first and asks Krishna, Krishna will give them accordingly. And that story very much is about Ananya Bhakti. That when he arrived, Duryodhan came first. And he sat by the head of Krishna. And Arjuna, he came later. and he sat by the feet of Krishna. So when Krishna, he got up, you know, when you're sleeping like this, you see your feet first, isn't it? When you wake up, you see your feet first. So Krishna saw his feet and he saw Arjuna and he said, "Arjuna, what do you want?" And Duryodhana immediately said, "I came first." Amanina manadina. He said, "I came first." And Krishna said, "But my instruction was whoever I see first, not who came first." So of course then Duryodhana, it's described, he started to pray to God that I hope he doesn't pick the armies. I don't know which God he was praying to, but God was sitting in front of him. But Duryodhana was praying to God, let him pick let him pick Krishna, not the armies. So Arjuna, he made a choice at that time, ananyata, that I only want you and nothing else, even though you're not going to fight. You're not going to do anything, but I pick you. And Duryodhana, he said, "Oh, Krishna, well, I also wanted to pick you, Krishna, but seeing that he's already picked you, I suppose I'll take the armies then." So now I'll take the armies. What can I say? I'll make do with the worst bargain. What can I say? And of course our point is that whenever we pick the Lord, ananyata, along with the Lord, his resources automatically come, because Krishna is never alone. Krishna is automatically with Srimati Radharani. And Radharani is the goddess of fortune. So all fortune will come to us. So here, of course, this is a wonderful pastime on here, that Hanuman, we're correlating on him, his aspects of it. These verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita are so amazing, that so much depth is there within them, so much depth, that you read them again and again and again, and there's so much in there that you think you missed once, twice, three times, isn't it? Whenever you read them again, you think, wow, did I read that last time? There's so much depth when you look at something a little closer.